Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. It's been a huge, monumental day on this show, in which Kevin told us that he and his son will be going to Pocono while I'm doing a Spikes game.
No. Nope. Sorry. You're obligated now for the July 5th and then the race on the 7th.
Obligated to nothing.
No. We had a verbal agreement.
What verbal agreement? I don't even remember talking about this.
You know what? That's because you have conveniently forgotten it. Back in June, on this very program, when I said that IndyCar is going to be coming to Pocono, it just has to be official at the end of the year when they release the schedule. You said, that'd be great. We should do the show from there. And I said, okay. And then we're going to go watch the race. Sure.
Penn State takes on Northwestern Saturday at Beaver Stadium.
Look at how we changed the subject now.
Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. Saturday, we're on the air beginning at 10:30 with a noon kickoff. All right, so you want to do the show from Pocono with your buddy Vince Welsh.
Yeah, because Vince, unless they change staff, Vince will be there because it will be an ABC race, too.
Okay, so you want to do the show there?
Yes. Now, what I want you to do is open up that Rolodex that is a cell phone, and I want you to punch up the number for Jack Arute so that he can schedule that for July 5th, and he could be with us as well.
See,
and then we could actually do it from either in the track or from the Chris Economaki press box for the late Chris Economaki, which, by the way, was already named for him years earlier than that. But
right, he did a lot for the sport.
Absolutely,
in all seriousness, I just want to, before we get to that. So.
You know, Chris Economaki would probably be the first announcer that I can even recall not only doing game, but talking about a game or talking about a race on television.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, there have been a lot of great guys that have done racing, but for some reason I always associated with him. And also Bob Jenkins, who, by the way, just retired this past year from what's now NBC Sports and IndyCar coverage. He had been doing IndyCar the last several years.
Mm-hmm. No, all good people. All good people. We do know that. So there you go. I go to SteveJones.com, and of course, do I see football like Motti National Player of the Week? No.
It'll be there.
No.
It'll be there.
Really? Ohio Marching Band. Danica racing this thing or not?
No, Danica's in.
I'm just kidding. I know
Nationwide.
I know, she'll be full time sprint next year. So.
What are you chuckling about now? By the way, new poll.
No, I mean, that's what I've always laughed at over the years. And I'll say it straight out to you. I mean, everyone knows.
I don't ever remember hearing that. I was thinking about that specifically.
Not one time have I ever called Penn State we on the air. Not one time have I ever referred to Penn State as we.
The survey that I was talking about from the Wall Street Journal mentions we, us, or our, and referring to a player by nickname or just openly rooting for the home team.
Right. They're saying every once in a while, you know, throws a rod complete, Allen gets to the 40-yard line. It's only because you're trying to change it up so it's not redundant. And he goes, oh, I didn't think. And that's the thing. And the replay official upheld. We looked at each other like, and the fans looked at us like, oh, yeah. I can tell you right now, to this day, I still say he didn't pick it off. And it was a huge play in the game. The interception was down at the 18, 19-yard line. It's a big play in the game. Big play. And, you know, so we tell you exactly what we see. And if the other team, I've actually had people say, especially when Penn State's on the road, we think you get too excited when the home team scores. And you sit there and go, no, you're trying to talk above. Well, of course, at Illinois, you're trying to talk about 20,000 people. But, like, say you're at Ohio State, there's 105,000 people. You're trying to talk above 105,000 excited people. And that's why I've always like, hey, such a homer. I'm like, yeah, really? You want to sit in my seat, dude?
I have to admit, I don't know. I mean, personally, I was thinking we, us, or our. I really make it a point to try not to do that. I can't say I've never done that because I may have done it and not realized that. For one
I can say unequivocally, I never have.
See, I can't do that. But I can say one thing. I do get excited for big plays.
But you should. Okay? Okay. You have to remember who you're broadcasting to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do you want me to sit there in Penn State? Okay. Marty's 99-yard interception. All right? And I said at the end of touchdown Penn State. Okay? Did not see the official put him down at the one. The official made a great call on that play. A great call, right? Right away, because, I mean, he went into the end zone. And he saw that knee go down. That's great officiating, and here's the reason why it's great officiating. Think about how far the officials had to run, too, and get themselves in a position to make that call. That's good officiating. But he's running 99 yards. Am I excited that he's running 99 yards? You're darn right I am.
Then you get one where you have to wait 5 minutes before the officials can decide whether it was a touchdown or not. Takes all the magic out of those.
Well, the odd thing is Penn State's had runs now. Had the longest run in Penn State history is Blair Thomas, 92 yards.
Yep.
Didn't score. He was down at the one-yard line, ruled down. Penn State then scored the next play. And Gil Santos did the same thing. He called it a touchdown. Right? Same thing as I did. And then Monty. Penn State has to be the only program in the country to have a 92-yard run as the longest ever, and the interception return 99, longest ever, and neither one scored. How about that?
That is pretty.
But again, do I want Penn State to win? Yes, I want Penn State to win. And when you're getting excited calling a play, I am broadcasting predominantly to a Penn State audience. I would think they would be just as excited that the kids are doing well. But if the other team makes a big play, you tell them that the other team made a big play. I mean, if Braxton Miller has a big game against Penn State, I'm going to tell you Braxton Miller had a big game against Penn State and make sure that I level praise in his direction for how well he's playing.
Now, what about on the other side? We've been talking about the play-by-play side. What about the color analyst? Because I've seen, there's a lot of color analysts that have a lot of ties to the universe.
Jack does say we.
But for Jack, that doesn't sound bad to me because
no, he, I don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. I don't care.
But you know where I'm going with that. He's actually played football for Penn State, so there's a connection there. You know, I mean, I understand that you're a graduate. There's a connection there, too, but there's a direct connection with Jack playing football for Penn State.
Well, okay, but I want to ask, okay, the fans, you can call up right now. If you think I'm a homer, I won't argue with it, okay? I just want to get the fans' opinion. I mean, you listen, okay, do you want your announcers to be a homer or not? 800-795-9565. I mean, I hear on the promo your touchdown Shikalimi call. Okay? You're excited, and you're broadcasting to Shikalimi fans.
Well, that and Shikalimi just has so many syllables.
No, but I'm saying, though, but, you know, I'm just talking about, you know, right, the nuts and bolts of it. When you do touchdown Shikalimi, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's your signature call, right?
Yes. It wasn't intended, but it happened.
No, I understand that. I understand that. So I'm saying you say that. You're broadcasting to Shikalimi fans. They're aching to hear you say that. That's a good thing when it happens. It's some personality. It's some juice. And there's excitement to it. Okay? Now, but there are people that go overboard. I was listening to the Georgia broadcast the other day on Sirius. It was we, us, and our. We just got an interception. I'm like going, I don't think, I wouldn't teach that in a broadcasting class. Ken and Milton always has a good opinion. Let's hear Ken.
It's an opinion. I don't know how good it is, but we'll throw it out anyway because you guys actually let me talk. So. I know it's not Thursday, but I choked big time on that Shikalimi or that Lewisburg Shemokin game, so I'm just going to put that aside right now.
I was going to ask, but I was going to wait till the end.
Ken, I wasn't going to bring it up.
You know what? When you're wrong, you're wrong. You have it covered. But now, look, I'm not calling to blow sunshine up your skirts. I'm not calling to patronize you. But in all seriousness, Steve, I thoroughly enjoy listening to you on the radio. As a play-by-play guy, I quite honestly have listened to a lot of college football, actually professional and football and baseball, both. And I don't know that I've ever heard one that I've enjoyed listening to better, that gives a better analysis of what's going on, of what's actually happening on the field, that actually gives you the visual that makes you feel like you're there watching the game. You really do an excellent job at that. I mean that sincerely.
Oh,
I would say that. I would say that if you were with Alabama or Notre Dame. Well, no, I wouldn't because I wouldn't be listening. So,
and thank you, Ken.
Kevin, not to be outdone. And I say this because I actually did color for Milton a few years back when WMLP, before it was actually taken over by Sunbury Broadcasting. So I can appreciate, I listened to you on and off over the years when Shikalimi was really struggling. And you always gave the feel, no matter what was going on, no matter what the score, when something good happened for Shikalimi, that it was the PIAA state championship game. And I always kind of admired you for that because I can tell you this. Doing color for Milton, when this skid started, when Max Schneider was just, his last couple of years at Milton, when this skid that they're trying to get out of started, and they weren't very good. And I'm telling you what, it was hard not to let your frustrations come out on the air. And, well, maybe that's why I'm not doing it. I wasn't very good at hiding it sometimes.
Well, I appreciate that, Ken. But one of the toughest things is taking yourself out of being a fan for a moment and just calling it the way it's happening. And sometimes that's really difficult to do. I will say that. It's sometimes really difficult to do.
It really is. And one thing I always wanted to do, never wanted to come down, and I don't think anybody does, I never wanted to come down on a kid. These are high school kids on the air. I always tried to find some way to accentuate something good that a kid did. I mean, not everything can be sugar-coated, and not everybody's a winner, but they are high school kids. But, boy, I'll tell you what, sometimes it got really, really hard making a bad football team sound good. And I always admired, through Shikalimi's thin years, that you were always able to do that.
And, I appreciate that, Ken. Thank you.
And they're tough to come by. But that being said, I will talk to you guys on Thursday and have yourselves a great week.
He's going to study up, aren't you, Ken?
I'm going to do a little bit better homework than I did last week, I can tell you that.
Listen, now you know why I don't pick games anymore.
Hey, somebody's got to do it, right? I should have went with the Milton Carson Long game, but I wasn't going to touch that one. Take care, fellas.
Thanks, Ken. Very kind comments. 1-800-795-9565. Homers as broadcasters. Like your opinions as we continue. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummels Wharf. Lenape Solar Hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Do you like a little homer in your announcer? Or do you like a little more neutrality? You listen to the games, TV, radio, like to hear your opinion. We continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-286. 1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
At Sunbury Motors, the rewards are many. And the regrets? Well, the regrets just don't happen. That's because no matter what vehicle you buy from Sunbury Motor Company, you are guaranteed to be satisfied. Not only when you first get that new or used car, truck, or SUV, but when you have your vehicle serviced, you'll always have the best experience possible from start to finish. Talk about variety being the spice of life? Well, at Sunbury Motor Company, you have the luxury of choosing from all the best brands like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. Each and every vehicle comes with awesome service and financing plans that fit your budget and are super easy to afford. You can even submit a financing application online and calculate the value of your trade-in. Ask about Sunbury Motors Tire Rewards Program. Service, parts, body shop, and quick lane too. New or used, the best vehicles come from Sunbury Motor Company. Visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory and visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or routes 11 and 15, Hummels Wharf.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car. Picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself. And negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word. Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Penn State Northwestern Saturday at Beaver Stadium. Noon will be the kick, 10:30 the airtime. Let's get back to the announcer poll. Bias on the air. Look. When Jack and I talk, or Dick Girardi and I talk about a Penn State game, obviously we are coming at it from the angle of, you know, what does Penn State need to stop? What does Penn State need to do? You know, what, you know. So you're coming at it from that angle. But Kevin and I have talked about this repeatedly. Not once in my career, and I know that, okay, have I ever referred to Penn State other than Penn State or the Nittany Lions.
And you have ties all over the place there. So if anybody were to say we, I would think that you would have said it somewhere.
I refuse to do it though, because I don't think it's right. I think they're the team that's playing, they're the guys who are coaching. To me, we is the broadcast booth. To me, we is Jack Ham, Jeff Tarman, Dick Girardi, Roger Corey, Lauren Crispell. Okay? You know, and of course Ron Moeller at home. To me, when I talk about we, That's where it's we. That's our team. Okay. I can freely admit to everybody who listens here, you know darn well I want Penn State to win. But at the same time, you have to broadcast the game. Okay? And by broadcasting the game, the most important part to me is painting a picture. That's the most important part.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Fabulous. I mean, we're in the break. You know, I could not wait to get back on the air.
Why?
Because all you've been talking about is this darn Pocono thing.
It's just like I tweeted. I've never been more excited than I am for IndyCar coming to Pocono on July 7th. Now I'm really hoping the Mayans are wrong.
Wow.
That would be very disappointing.
No, I tell you right now, I've heard so much about this Pocono thing in the last hour and a half, I'm rooting for the Mayans. Oh. You're mad, aren't you? Tom in Milton, thank you for saving the show. Hello, Tom.
Tom Jonesy. I have no problem with you.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
I only have a problem every once in a while with him.
No, but what a golden opportunity for me to voice my opinion on a few announcers.
And
I am calling them homers. We'll start off with Ken Hawk Harrelson.
He was actually the White Sox announcing team considered the most biased in this survey by the Wall Street Journal, ironically enough.
Oh, well, they hit it on the head. I don't dislike the Hawk. I remember when he played for the Cleveland Indians, and I'm a lifelong Indians fan, but Hawk is one way.
No doubt. I listen to Sox game once in a while because I get MLB Network.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
Yeah. Well, I can go back a long way. I've always been a Cleveland Indians fan, and Jimmy Dudley, if you remember him. Play-by-play announcer for the Indians.
Yep.
Wonderful
voice. Yep, I remember that.
He took a half an hour of his time one day after a doubleheader in Cleveland and talked to me, but he was a real homer. Night games, Bob Lemon had come in on relief. He'd say, come on, Lem. Put it over, buddy. Put it over. Really, it was really more comical than anything else. Yeah.
Right. You get that. You do get that.
And Scooter, Rizzuto was, and he explained it. He says, everything I have in my life is from the Yankees. Huh?
Phil Rizzuto. He says, holy cow.
Yeah.
He says, I want to, let's say hi to Ethel. It's her 90th birthday.
Yeah, but... It was an article in Parade magazine years ago when he says, "This is my only job working for the Yankees. I put 4 years in the Navy." He says, "Everything I have in life is from the Yankees." So, that's a pretty good explanation.
No, and I agree. You know what? And that agree with that part of it because every check he drew in his lifetime was from the New York Yankees as a player and a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Right. And well, I've got to tell you a quick Phil Rizzuto story. The year Don Mattingly hit 6 grand slams in his season, which is the Major League Baseball record.
Yeah.
The Yankees are playing at the Kingdome against Seattle.
Yeah.
Bill Loden, he's working with Bill White.
Okay.
And Bill White was always, I thought, a very good,
neutral. I like Bill White.
Yeah. Bill White, very, very good. Fine player. Excellent first baseman with the Cardinals and Giants.
Excellent.
Good broadcasting there.
He looks. The wife and I were out to this. We turned around. My wife got right up and went over to the ground. Yeah, call you back sometime.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, nice talking to you.
You too. Thanks so much, Tom. Actually, Frank Messer, the only Yankee announcer, actually played in a golf tournament with him down in Florida. Nice man. Nice man. He's working for Sports Channel at the time. I know.
It's that cell phone Rolodex. By the way, this survey is an upset.
I'm not conditioned for it. But as I said, everybody knows which team I want to see win. Everybody knows that. I can freely admit that. All right. So let's go to Mount Pleasant Mills. And we have Andrew. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us at 1-800-795-9565.
Hi. I might take your conversation a slightly different tangent because you've touched on something I actually just started a couple online conversations about. I'm not a big sports fan. I don't have team loyalty. And, I mean, maybe I'm just a guy who doesn't get it. But, you know, I enjoy watching games and, you know, listen to your show sometimes. You know, whether or not an announcer refers to we, I apparently, like I say, don't get it because I don't get how anybody refers to we when they're not on the team. I'm in Steeler Nation, okay? My sister-in-law, everybody, you know, huge Steelers fans. I tried it out for a while. You know, I'll watch. But, like, I don't get how you, as a sports fan, refer to we when you're not in the game, you're not coaching the game, you're rooting for the game, you're wearing the jersey, whatever. I think if it's your kid on the high school team, there's certainly a little more to it. But, I mean, I guess maybe especially with pros, I just don't get the culture of, you know, we got this, we got first-round draft pick, we beat the Eagles, what, you know, whatever it might be. And can you explain that to an outsider, non-sports fan, or is it just something I'm never going to understand?
Well, it's something. Kevin asked me about this during the break, Andrew, and he said, you know, what about fans referring to the team as we? And I said, well, I said, I have no problem with fans referring to the team as we because, again, and here's the reason why. You go to a game. You pay money to go to the game. You've invested your hard-earned money in the team and the franchise when you.
Yeah, Neil, I was better.
It's fans being excited, referring
to go when I'm
you on their code, and I'm broadcasting. To me, we is Jack Ham, Dick Girardi, Jeff Tarman, Roger Corey, Lauren Crispell, Ron Moeller. That group in the we're the we. So when
I wish, you know, if political news radio was as non-biased as sports radio tries to be, that'd be great. So there's two Andrew, cents from not a big fan, but, you know, like enjoying that anyway.
Andrew, I don't know if you'll ever get that wish now in this new era. Thanks for a very interesting perspective. That was interesting. I appreciate it. I hope Farm Aid, by the way, was a big success, by the way.
I did get an interesting tweet here that we in fandom kind of refers to the fact that you're doing your part in supporting the team in mm-hmm. victory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the we kind of comes in there. No, but he makes a great point. You know, he went to the concert. He's not a we there. I understand
but fan,
that.
Fan is short for fanatic. So, you know, I'm not really.
Now, the real part of we that I think really works is if you're in the stadium. Because those people have an impact in the game. That's where we, I think, really fits.
Yeah. You're the 12th man. You're not there to sit there and go, hey, is everything good? Oh, yeah, it's all great. And just kind of hang. So that part I do understand. But I'll make it very clear. You know, in all fairness, I think every single person listening to me, right now or during the game, knows which team I want to win. Simple as that. But in terms of referring to it as being possessive, I refuse to do it. And that's one thing about listening to Sirius in the car as often as I do. I've been able to listen to a lot of different people. There are a lot of different people that do call it we and us.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the South. Very possessive announcing in the South. In my broadcasting class, I tell the students, you know, that I prefer they not do that. And when I've had assignments handed in, by students, and in the broadcast, they have referred to the team as we, or actually in a sportscaster for the team as we asked. Okay, stop everybody. Here we go.
Do you take points off for that?
No, I just listen to the overall presentation. I'm just trying, you know, the most important part of that broadcasting class is that when they get to December, they're better.
So that's why everybody takes that class. It's an easy grade. I knew there was a reason.
No, I just want people to come out of there better. I mean, to me, you're not teaching if people aren't getting better. Right? If you can pass along your knowledge, if you're teaching to give out grades, okay, that's not the purpose of it to me. To me, when you're teaching, now I only have one class, so, you know, each semester. But to me, I'm trying to teach 19 young people to be better broadcasters when they're done. Along the way, they earn grades. But the goal is that in December, they're all better at it. And then they can make a decision as to whether it's something they want to pursue. I anger you, don't I?
No, not in the least bit, actually. I would listen, if you were my professor, I would hope that that's the way you would look at it. I would.
That's how I look at it. So
I should mention, I don't know if I did, the survey that we kept talking about. It's a Wall Street Journal survey that had the White Sox announcing team as number one, followed by the Indians, Pirates, Astros, Marlins, and Diamondbacks, and the Phillies came in seventh. Zero bias-based comments were found in Blue Jays, Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, and Dodgers broadcasts.
Well, you're talking Michael Kay, Vin Scully, Don Orsillo, Gary Cohen.
Yeah, there's some quality there.
Okay, you're talking about quality, major league, big-time guys.
I saw a post from somebody when I was looking at this story. They said that they found Vin Scully boring.
Who?
I don't know. I had to be somebody that was being tongue-in-cheek because I don't know how you could.
Now,
I mean, he's
not
prolific, but... Okay.
Now, I don't think it would hurt him, though, at this stage of his career to have somebody next to him. I know he had Don Drysdale next to him for years, and it affected him a lot when Drysdale passed away. But I don't think at this stage of his career, just to take just a little bit off the plate, to have somebody next to him. That's just me. I don't, you know, he's in his 80s now. And he is the best among the best. But if I'm running the Dodgers, I would pull him aside and say, look, what can we do to make your life a little easier?
Why would you want to do a baseball game solo? I mean, that's tough. I've done games solo. It's not easy. Baseball, there's so much downtime to fill. That makes it even harder.
I have no problem with it. I have no problem with it. That part doesn't bother me. I like playing off somebody, though. I like playing off somebody because I have more fun playing off of somebody. That's just a personal preference. But today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Hotline cooking today at 1-800-795-9565. Talking about homers and announcers. There's one thing, see, and I have a great situation. You have Doug Birdsong, and Doug is great at what he does. Yeah. But in having Jack Ham and in having Dick Girardi, no one has a better situation than I do. And now with the talk show deal with Patrick Chambers and Bill O'Brien, same thing. So we'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. Penn State Northwestern Saturday at Beaver Stadium. That'll be a noon kickoff. Airtime set for 10:30. Northwestern comes in at 5-0. They're ranked 24th in the country.
That means that means it's a breakfast tailgate followed by dinner afterwards.
Okay. I haven't really thought about it.
Trust me, I know.
I'll just grab a bagel before I leave the house and a cup of coffee and go in.
No, those are the best. I always thought that noon kickoffs were the best for tailgating because you could bring the breakfast stuff. You get there. I mean, you do have to get up a little early, but then you make breakfast. Then you go in, watch the game, come back out, have your the grill ready to go. You can tailgate for another couple hours, catch the midday games.
I haven't tailgated in a long time, so.
You don't know what you're missing.
I know what I'd be. I would know what I was missing if I didn't do the broadcast. That I would know.
All right, I'll give you that.
Okay.
I didn't realize how much I missed it until the blue-white game, and I started walking up and getting all the smells. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what I loved about college football.
Well, Jack and I always go out to the tailgate afterward. We always do after the game at home. Jack and I always go out and tailgate afterward. So we do that.
There you go.
Just
fun. Best of both worlds.
Exactly. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Bill O'Brien.